I'm going to Shmuel. We have here a difficult Gemara. The whole Gemara is one line, but the lumdis of why it works is very difficult. It's machlekes rishayim, and generally, when you find many pshatim in the rishayim in the same Gemara, it's because no one pshat is so strong and compelling. So mainly, you have that the rishayim argues. Let's see which of the pshatim we can understand best. Amar Shmuel, kitcha b'tamra. A man was mekadesh a woman with a date. Romantic, a date. Afilu aimeh kor tamarim b'dinah, mekadesh. Even though this date is worth very little, it's worth almost nothing, you can get a whole kor of tamarim for one dinner. So you can get, 10 or 20 dates for a pruta. Still mekudeshes. Chayshina and Shem Shava pruta b'made. It's still a good kedusha. We're afraid, chayshina, we suspect, Shem Shava pruta b'made. Alright, what's going on here? The mekadesh a woman with something that has minimal value, but it's not nothing. Something, but it has minimal value. So we're saying now that it'll be a good kedusha because maybe it's worth a pruta b'madai. The Gemara will say in a minute, it's only a safi kedusha and shem hashava pruta b'madai. But the kasha, obviously, the kasha everyone has to answer here is, what do I have to do with madai? Well, what have I got to do with madai? The way the Ran says, if I'm mazik, something of yours, I cause damage, a half a pruta is worth of damage. So the halacha is, if I damage something worth half a pruta, I don't have to pay you. We'll say, I should pay you. Maybe in Madai it's worth a pruta. So I have to pay you. No such thing. Ein lucha elo makayma v'shaita. You only go according to the place you are and the time you are. So why should I have to... Why should it matter if it's worth a shava pruta b'madai? Who cares if it's worth a shava pruta b'madai? That's the problem here in the Gemara. And it's no small problem because any of the shilas of Kiddushin where you have all the Kiddushin Eschaik where they give minimal things, the Kiddushin where it's worth less than a pruta, lemaisa, we have to be worried, shava shava pruta b'madai. Maybe in Africa it's worth a pruta. So lemaisa, it's a major job to try to understand the sugya. Now, before we start the sugya, I think in trying to talk about it, just for a minute beforehand, why is it that certain things are worth a certain value in one city and a different value in another city? What? It's all supply and demand. Right, there's no question, it could be because of supply and demand. It could be that... See, in today, we're in our society where things are shipped all over America, so it's hard to picture. But let's say you would have North America and South America. So South America today is the summer, so peaches there are worth not so much. Here, if you want them in North America, you want to buy something, it's a very small supply, it's worth a lot. So certainly supply and demand would be one reason why something could be worth, there are a lot of dates in wherever Shmuel lived, and in Madai, dates are scarcer, and in Mela it's worth more. That's one reason that things could be worth more in one place and less in another place. But that's not the only reason. Sometimes you have something which people are not interested in this particular country, and in a different country they are interested in it. Certain types of food, there could be certain vegetables which they eat in India, and in America they don't eat. So in America it's not worth anything. It's also demand. It's true, it's also demand. But what I mean is, it's inherent in the market. It's not going to change, because if you're going to cut back the supply here, it's not suddenly going to become more valuable here. It has something to do with the place. Or, I don't know. If you go down to Bangladesh, has a soccer team, and you get a cap with the insignia of the Bangladesh soccer team, and you try to sell it. Oh, there are a lot of Bangladesh people here in America, but let's say you try to sell it in Yerushalayim, you're not gonna have too many customers, right? If you sell it there, it has a lot of customers. Why? Because it has something to do with the place. It has something to do with the market. So in this market, it has a value, and in a different market, it doesn't. Certain things, so basically there could be two reasons why something could be worth more in Mardai. It could be worth more in Mardai because the place Mardai has some something where the people like it, or has something to do with the place that's worth more. Or you could have a case where it's just the issue of supply and demand. There's a bigger supply or a smaller demand here. I mean, maybe it's worth less than a pruta. And in Mardai, things are the other way around.
Why isn't that also now, supply and demand?
What?
Why is that any different than supply and demand? Whatever the reasons are that they have more demand for it than more happier.
It could be. What I just mean is in a place where there's no demand because people are not interested, so it has very little value. If you're going to cut back the supply, you're not going to increase the value. It's just that people are not interested in it. You can call it supply and demand. It doesn't bother me. I'm just trying to understand what's the case of the Gemara. If in Mardai, this is the Mardai baseball team's cap, right? And in Mardai it's worth more, and here it's not worth more. That would be the case in this Gemara. Or if, let's say, it's a kind of food. Let's say tomorrow, and Mardai, and here nobody's who's interested in dates. In America today, how much are you going to get for a date? If they sell in the corner, they sell dates, fresh dates. So how much figs? How many of you guys are going to buy figs? I don't mean to make fun of anybody here who likes figs, but figs and dates are just not very popular. Huh? Am I wrong? What? Tu B'Shvat. Okay. I'm sorry. But you get what I'm saying. It's not. There are places where they eat figs, places where they don't eat figs. Now, if that's the case, in our Gemara, if you have something which a certain group of people pay for and a certain group of people don't pay for, if that's the case, in such an item, is this Gemara better, easier, or harder?
The question between the two supplies of man is, one is that the need, and one is the chavivas part. So according to Rashi, it has to be the need, because Rashi said, according to the Makam Shein from the Tzuyim, if it was the chavivas, then it was the Makam Shein Echbas, and they don't care.
Okay, I agree with you, but 1 minute. I want to try to make a point. You hear what I'm asking you? Well, before we get to anything in the Gemara, if you would have a type of an item which Mardai people like, in Mardai, people eat, certain types of Mexican foods, which Americans don't eat. So Mardai has Mardai foods, and there it's worth money, and there it's not worth money. So in such a case, if a woman says, if you say over here, you mekadesh a woman, v'chayshu shem shava pruta b'mardai, I would find it easier to understand. I wouldn't have a hard time with this Gemara. Why? Because this woman could say, look, Americans don't like this food. I'm a Mexican, or if she's not physically a Mexican, I appreciate Mexican food. L'didishavali, to me, it's worth it to me. If that would be the situation in this Gemara, it would not be a difficult Gemara. What we're saying is, you makadish a person with it, and you give a person kedushin, and the person says, look, you don't use this. I use it. To me, it has a value. To me, it's worth something. So if you're the type of person that uses it, I could understand that if it's shava pruta b'madai, you say, I'm a madai person. To me, it has value. Then this Gemara is not a hard Gemara. You appreciate what I'm saying. The idea that a woman says, I'm willing to take it, it's worth it to me, and in madai, it's worth money, those two things I can understand. It combines. Very easy to understand that it should be a good kedushin. Because she's saying something that makes sense. She's saying, I'll take it. I'll take it. Why are you going to take it? Nobody's interested in it. Yeah, but I'm one of those people that's interested in it. So being that I'm one of those people that's interested in it, so I'll take it, and for me it's good. So in such a situation, Sheva Sheva Pruta B'Madai, not only is good, but if it will be worth a Pruta B'Madai, it will be a Vadi Kedushin. I could hear it. You can stand in the street and try to sell it, nobody's interested. Okay, but there's a small group of people. The people who live in Madai come here, or some unique individuals here who like people in Madai, and they like it. So since they like it, so therefore, I could see that it'll be a good Kiddush.
Is there
you follow?
There's
that's my whole point. That's not. If it would be a case like that, I would like to contrast it with the problems of the Gemara. Right? If you go, get carried away with the mishalim, so it's a hard thing for me to give a mashal, because then you get carried away with the nuance of the exact mashal. But if you go to Yerushalayim and you want to sell something in Yerushalayim that people here like, in Yerushalayim no one's interested in. Huh? There are many examples. And you go over there and you want to sell it. You stand in the corner and say, no one's interested. And an American comes to you and he says he wants it. He says, to me it's worth a pruta. I understand that very well, that it should have a din of a shava pruta. I understand 100%. The sugya sagamara here, the uniqueness of this sugya sagamara is that we're talking about dates. We're talking about items which people like just as much in Mardai and just as much here. We're talking a date tomorrow, and certainly the time of the Gemara is a regular food. The amount that they liked it was the same in Mardai and here. It's just because of this supply, Rashi says the Farish, Malkim Shane tomorrow Mitsuyan, the whole thing is an issue of supply. Because there's a bigger supply over here, therefore here you can get it cheaper, and there not. That means if someone from Mardai would travel here, they also wouldn't pay a pruta for it. Why should they pay a pruta for something that's available kor b'dinner? They're also not going to pay. So therefore, in this place, it has nothing to do with which person. It doesn't matter which person. Whichever person, no one's going to pay a pruta for it here. Being that no one would pay a pruta for it here, this whole sugi sagamara is a problem. The problem is, who cares? Shema shava pruta b'madai. Even if it is worth a pruta b'madai, who cares? Here it's not worth a pruta. And if here it's not worth a pruta, we should go according to the rules here. That's the problem with the Gemara. The problem is that with Dafka talking about something that has nothing to do with Mardai. It has nothing to do with being in Mardai. And being here has nothing to do with Mardai, so then, you can be Mekadesh, a woman, you give her a picture of her great-grandfather. To her, it's worth a lot of money. If you go to the shuk and you try to sell the picture, no one's going to buy it. You can buy a picture of someone's great-grandfather. I mean, depends who his great-grandfather is, but stam. It's not a lechiyid. Let him be an lechiyid. So, it has nothing to do with me. It's worth zero. If I can hear, if a woman says that the shavali, that this thing is worth, then you hear it. Why? Because then, it's me, this type of person, that's different. There's a Rashba in the Dorim that Taka says that if you makadish with a keli pachas m'shava pruta to a person to whom it's worth a shava pruta, he says he's mesupik. Maybe it should be mekudeshes. He's not talking about mardai, so it's not worth anywhere pruta. But to this person, it's worth a pruta. Like we have Rav Kahana with a suder. So the Rashba says maybe it's a good kedusha. Pashas the Rashba means you have a type of person to whom it's worth something. This person, that's his parnasa, so he needs it for his business, or whatever it is. To him it's worth. If it's a type of person to whom it's worth, we could hear without Mardai, we could hear that maybe it should be like Rav Kahana with the Suda and Daf Ches. The problem with this Gemara is, the kasha that all the Rishayim ask, is that in this Gemara we're saying a different Chiddush. We're saying that exactly the same Tamar, which will be worth money in Mardai, should make a Safek Kedushin here. That's the problem of the sugya. So because this is a major problem, the Rishayim have a tremendous difference in how they line up the sugya, almost mikotza la kotza. totally different ways of learning up the sugya, and basically there are more than three shitas, but basically the shitas can be divided into three shitas in this Gemara. Three shitas. All three are in the Ran. Bekitzer, it brings them down Bekitzer. The Rambam shita, which I've mentioned to you in the past, is that we're talking here about a davar sheyachol lehiskayin lamadai. Something you could transport, you could take with you to Madai. You could, the woman, if she wants, could take this item, take a train down to Madai, and sell it there for a pruta. Now, of course, the train ride is going to cost her more than a pruta. Right? It doesn't pay for her. It would pay, everybody would do it. Everyone would take tomorrow and go to Madai and sell it. But still, let's say she wants to go to Madai anyway. She's traveling there to visit a relative. She's going for other reasons. She lamaisa can, it is possible for her to take it along to Madai and to sell it there for a pruta. It's yachal eskayim lamadai, and memela, it's a good kiddush. Let's say you give her flowers, and the flowers a week from now are going to be dead. By the time you get to Madai, they're not going to survive. So then it's not. Then we're not chayshishem shava pruta b'madai. We're talking dafka about something that can get to Madai. This is the Rambam Shita. You like? Huh? What do you say about the Rambam Shita? Why is it a Kedushin? Get back to our kasha. Why is it a Kedushin? Right here it's not worth a pruta.
Because you have to give her something that has the capability of being money. Here she has nothing money. She either has the possibility of being worth the money and she can get there and then she can sell something.
Because it could possibly turn into something worth a pruta.
Why not? Why she wants it right now?
She has it right now. It's worth it right now.
Well, yeah. She's willing. It's not that she wants it right now. The question is, she should be getting it right now.
Why does Madai change
anything? How does Madai change anything? Is it a hanan is a menace because she could go?
She doesn't want to go. She wants to use the shiva, she doesn't have to.
She has the potential to get a pruta for it.
I think if there's a pruta and there's no store for miles away,
Yeah, when it's worth money right here, I understand. Let's say I would go to a woman and I would give her flour and sugar, worth less than a pruta. But if she bakes it into a cookie, it'll be worth more than a pruta. So it'll be a good kedusha? Definitely not. So I didn't give her a cookie, I gave her flour and sugar. So here, I'm giving her something. Alright, if she has to change it, that wouldn't be considered that I gave it to her. But just because she could travel to Madai, I don't know. So let me tell you, in Beis Shmuel it says, that if she is going to Madai, she's on the way to Madai, she's ready to get on the train, and you makadish her with something that's worth a pruta b'Madai, and it's yachol eskayim sham, Beis Shmuel says, it's a vadai kedushin like all rishayim. You don't have to come on to us again. If she's going to Madai, she's hopping on the train to Madai, and right where she goes, you give it to her, it's a vadai kedushin, no question. Makes a lot of sense. It makes the Rambam a problem. That means the Rambam is talking that she's not going to Madai. So the Beis Shmuel says that would be without our Gemara. That's Pashut. That means that the Rambam is talking when she's not going to Madai. And nevertheless, since she could take it to Madai, that's enough that it should be considered a Kedushin. That's Shittas a Rambam.
If someone uses a Kedushin, it will be valuable in 2 days. So that's basically what's happening. In 2 days,
if it'll naturally, if you give a person shmura matzah erev Pesach by day, so you can't eat the shmura matzah erev Pesach by day. That's different. You could sell it. But what I mean to say is, if it's just naturally going to happen, I can see that it's a kedushin. It doesn't require a big kedushin to become worth a pruta. She's going to Madai, since she's going there. So you're giving her something which will just naturally be worth a pruta.
Why is that natural? She's coming back.
Okay, but the natural way of the things working, the way things are planned out, the way things normally happen, it's worth approving. Take out the word natural, something predictable. It's predictable. Yeah, but she's planning to go. She's on her way. If it's predictable, it's going to be worth a pruta. I could hear this. No, to marry right now. Because right now I gave her something which predictably is worth a pruta. If I give a woman a dollar bill in the middle of the night and all the stores are closed, you can't do anything with a dollar bill. Maybe before the morning she'll lose it. Huh? It has a value. Because here it doesn't have the value.
Same for her, it's worth a pruta. It's as good as having a pruta in a pocket. She's going anyway. So for her, it's worth a pruta. Because she knows if I don't get it now, later on it's going to cost her more than a pruta.
What they're arguing is, but here it's not worth a pruta.
But for her, it's more like...
I'm saying what it's showing.
Do you know what you're doing? You're making a problem in the Pashat part, which makes the Rambam even more shver.
The whole Rambam won't be good.
The whole Rambam shot is certainly going to be a problem. When she's not planning to go, it's certainly a problem. If you can argue even when she's planning to go. But you here would not pay a pruta for it. Because right here you can go to the grocery and get a pair for pruta. So what makes it worth it here if nobody here would pay for it? Right here in New York City, you can buy a core dinrin, a core tomorrow morning.
You
see, but that's what I was magged in. Instead of miyuchid to the place of the person, of course it's different.
So if you don't have it signed by the guy, it's worth
the fruit. I understand. We're not. Like I said, if someone's grandfather's picture, grandmother's picture, that's unique to the person. So that's a different story. I'll go on to talk about things that's not unique to the person, not unique to the place.
I'm saying that. I'm not worried about whether she goes or she comes to her, she does it have the capability of being worth any point of shelter? Yeah, okay.
All right. I don't know.
In the Rambam sheet today, he offered that. It's like the dollar. No one's going to make it fine.
The difference is the Tamar right here is not worth a pruta. That's the problem. It's a difficult thing. I hope everybody here appreciates what we're doing. I mean, trying to explain to Gemara, but we're going to be very successful in explaining why each Rishon doesn't hold of the other, but we're going to still have to come away with a good or better Havana. Alright, the Rambam sheet, which we're having problems with, again, the Rambam holds, because you can take it to Madai. Rambam says you can take it to Madai. And the Beis Shmuel says the Rambam's talking when you don't plan on going there. You have no plans of going. Because if you would have plans on going, then he says Pshita would be a good Kedusha. It wouldn't even be a Savi Kedusha. The Beis Shmuel says it would be a Vade Kedusha. But since you could take it to Madai, so Shmuel is the only one willing to speak up in defense of the Rambam. So Shmuley says that Lamaisa, it's worth a pruta. You can go there and get a pruta for it. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita. That's the Rambam Shita. I don't know that there's more to add to it than the fact that you could get a pruta. You go there and get. It's possible to take the state, go there, get a pruta, come back here and buy something worth a pruta for it. And that's enough to be a kedushin. And not only that, but l'chayshu shemar shava pruta b'mar is enough to make a safek kedushin because it may be possible. All right. That's Aleph. That's the Rambam Shita. The second Shita, which we'll call the Ramban Shita, it's the Shita of a number of Rishayim, is in Achinami. This Gemara on a Dairaisadika level wouldn't make sense. Who cares if it's worth a Pruta B'madai? Ein lecha ala makayim evishayitai. That's what it means. Ein lamamin ala makayim evishayitai. Kedaminu be'erichim. Ela chumra derabbanan hu. This whole shava prutim of other business, the chumra de rabbanon. And what's the logic? Why would the rabbanon be chayshish? So it's logical. The rabbanon are chayshish. Someone will give a woman kedusha with a date, and we'll say, oh, it's not a kedusha. And then later in Madai, someone will give a woman kedusha with a date. They'll say, oh, well, we already have a psak from the other city that it's not a kedusha. So the rabbanon were chayshish that if there are places where it's worth a pruta, so the chayshish that we always have to consider it a suffic kedusha. And they'll think they're mekudesh. You can be chayshish the other way. It's not as bad though if a person is not married and thinks they're married. So what's already the big avla? If they think they're not married and they really married, that's a big problem, because then she'll go marry someone else, she'll be an Eishasish, and all the kids will be Mamzerim, blah, blah, blah. Alright, you're right. It could be both ways. I mean, so therefore what? Therefore we should say, if you're Mekash with a Pruta, it's no good, because the other place is not worth a Pruta. Right, with the Rabbana, we should require more Kedush. It's very hard to ask Kashu why Rabbana didn't make new Gezeiras. This Gezeira, this chat in the Gemara. The Gemara here is, Shema Shabbat Pruta B'madai, V'chayshish V'drabanan, V'shum Chumras Eishasish, the Chumra of Eishasish, V'chayshish, it might be worth a Pruta B'madai, and therefore...
Why don't you explain the Rambam?
Sorry? What?
The Rambam should explain why, because, you see, there are places that already fair Pruta for it, obviously, so the Pruta here is worth less, because there's too much. The thing itself, Ali, is a Pruta.
How do you know? Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe it's really not worth the pruta. But the reason in that city is because there's too few of it. That's why.
People already pay for it. Obviously, it's worth it.
Everybody would pay for it if it was the market value.
You're also going to pay $1,000 for banana, no matter what. It's not worth
it. Yeah, we're talking about a pruta. Anything people could want, people would pay a pruta for. But if the supply is such that it's available a korba dinner, then no one's going to pay a pruta.
Value then it's really worth it.
I don't think so. I think it's
not one guy, it's a whole city.
What do you mean it's really worth it? This whole city is willing to pay a pruta and this whole city is not. So what does that mean? That means it depends on supply and demand, that's all. It's worth it. There's no klapi shmaya galya worth it. It's what's the price? What's the value? Akapanim, these are the first two shitas. The problem with the shita is that it's a drabanim. No, but you have to get there. If you want to say what you're saying, you can say it, but then it doesn't matter if it can get there or not. If somewhere in the world is Ketzer, then there should be enough, even without getting there.
Right?
Well, that's going to be a third shita. And it was see if you could explain. It's not the Rambam shita, it's going to be a third shita. But the third shita is the shita Saran, which is probably the shita of most Rishayim, Rosh, that the Kedusha Daraisa, it's a suffix, it's the Kedusha Daraisa, even if it cannot make it to Madai. The question is, what's the logic to that? So the Ran offers us a very small amount of explanation. The Ran compares it to Daf Chesam and Aleph, where Rav Kahana took a Suder for Pidyon HaBen. He said, L'didi shavali, to me it's worth a greater amount. So the Ran says here also, Ilu yadu ha'edim shedarka lases pruta ba'isadavar. If the Edim know that Tahara date is worth a pruta, havalai kilu amra l'didi shavali. It's as if she said, "Lididi shavali kedamrino legabe chamish shloim shel pidyon v'char." So she said, "Lididi shavali." That's the Ran's shita. So the Ran's shita is going back to her kushim deraisa, because she says, "Lididi shavali." To me, it's worth it. By taking it, she's saying, by taking it for a pruta, she's saying to me, "This is worth it." What's around the Ran's shita? Lididi shavali. You say Ladidi Shavali, what does it have to do with Madai? What does it have to do with Madai? She says Ladidi Shavali, so Yashkaya. What does it have to do with Shavali Pruta Madai? If you'll tell me, if a woman says it's worth it to me, I'll take it. So, fine. Makes sense. So what does the Ran have to do with Mordai? The Ran just says, it's a Safik Kedushin Daraisa. It's not a Drabon, it's a Chashash Safik. But with the Safik Daraisa, she's an Eshesh.
The Rambam.
Kashas the Rambam is Daraisa. I think the Magen is Daraisa. What? Well, let's take a look. That's if you know it's worth it or more diet. If you know it's worth it or more diet, maybe it's a bad diet, but give us something. Well, she's saying with Didi Shavali.
Exactly.
So he says, Didi Shavali, what do I need more diet for? And before you answer, let me just tell you the second kasha on the Ran. So first kasha on the Ran is that if it's Lididi Shavali, why do I need Shavaprut to be Mada? Second kasha on the Ran is this Ran is in the Dafim of the Ran, or of the Rif, is Davavam Mar Aleph. And this is the Pshat he says. If one turns back to Davdalad Amar Aleph in the pages of the Rif, there, in a previous piece, the Ran wrote, Ani Mistapik B'Mekadish B'Dovah She'ene Shavapruta Imatzi Amar Lididi Shava. He doesn't mention this Gemara. He just says, I need a topic. If it's worth something to a person, could I say Ladidi Shavali is Masupik? Here he says Pshat in the Gemara. Here he's saying it's a Beferish Gemara. And there he's saying he's Masupik. That's not what he's saying, though. He's saying, I need a topic. Shemachi, I need a topic. Because of the Gemara of Rav Kahana and Esudar, I need a topic.
He's saying, when it's not
Shavapruta, okay. Alright, the answer is that the Ran means to combine the two factors. The Ran learns that it's only Mekudeshes, or Safik Mekudeshes, if you have two things together, the Didi Shavali plus Shavapruta B'Madai. How do these two things work together? So the Stipler in the Kilos Yaakov, I think, was Simon Beis. Stipler has an explanation. It's a similar explanation in the Pesachei Tshuva in Eben Ezer. The question is how to combine the two exactly, and that requires a lot of thinking. But basically what he says is that if a person says, Lididi Shavali, to me a date is worth a pruta. So we would say, Batla Daita, Eitzel Kol Adam. What do you mean, you, it's worth a pruta? If you go to every single store in the city, it's not worth a pruta. We would say Bakla Daita Itzel Kol Adam. If she says to me it's worth it, that doesn't count. Because there are places where they do pay a pruta for it. Since there are such places, therefore we don't say Bakla Daita. We don't say her das is strange, her das is unusual, it doesn't count. We don't say that. Because there are places where it is worth a pruta, therefore we say that if she says Lividi Shavali, that counts. That counts. Because there are such places, Lamaisa, so okay, if she says Lividi Shavali, that's good enough. This is the Ran's chat. And he says it doesn't matter if you can make it to Madai, can't make it to Madai, no difference. She says Lividi Shavali with Shavaprutva Madai, that's good. Earlier, when he was Mesupik and he was Stapik, he was talking about things that are not Shavapruta B'Madai in general. But where it's Shavapruta B'Madai, it would be a good Kedushin. If it's a Safik Shavapruta B'Madai, it would be a Safik Kedushin. And it works because we combine these two things, Lididi Shavali plus Madai, the two together, that works to make it into a Kedushin. Right, so there it's not Batla Daita because all Gavur Rabbis pay for that for a Suda more. What? It's a totally different Gemara. Here it's a much bigger Chiddush. Here the Modai is enough. There, if here in this city there are people who pay that for it, so then it's fine. That's not a problem. If the Agamar is a Chiddush, that in a different city, that's enough to say that that Hadaviti Shavari counts. So this is the third pshat. So we have three pshat in Safik Shava, Shama Shava Puta B'madai. We have, turns out, three very different pshatim: Rambam, Ramban, and the Ran. The Rambam Svara is a bit difficult. The Rambam Svara is easy. It's kind of Rabbanan, but it's not the Pashtas of the Lashna Sogya. And the Ran is the Pashtas Sogya. The only thing we have to wrestle with is how do you combine the Dishavali with Madai, how that works to put the two together. And that, we could argue about it, we'll just take up the rest of Shir. But, I have a few ideas about how it might work, but not sure which way is the right way. The Stipler has a Mahalach, and I'm not sure. How do you combine Lididi Shavali and Shavaputa B'madai? I'm not sure. Let's say you own something, and I break it. You say, to you, it's worth a pruta. And Vaharai and Madai, it's also worth a pruta. I have to pay you a pruta? No. I have to pay you a pruta. If you have a cup of water in America is not worth a pruta. I take a cup of water, I spill it out. So you say, yeah, to me it's worth a pruta. Plus, in other countries it's worth a pruta. So it's not worth a pruta. No? What? It's different? So it seems that by being mazik, we don't go according to your Lididach Shava. But by Kiddushin, we could go Basel Lididi Shavali. Maybe like the Rambam says, it's a Hanoah Mizumenes, she has to get a Hanoah Pruta. That's called a Hanoah Pruta. Even though in the market it's not a Pruta, it's a Hanoah Pruta. All right, these are the three sheetahs in the Gemara. Yes. I think if you hadn't seen the Stipler and you just saw the Ran, I don't think you would see this whole explanation. Also, he says the Kud is that it is to the Shir. That's really what he does. He says from our Kahana we seek it to the Shir. So here it is. To the Shir. Okay. Now the third Hezbollah, the Rabbi says, it needs explanation. But like I said, for now, we'll leave it at the three pshatim, and that's that. So this is the Sugya of Shavuot B'Madai. One of the difficulties with Shavuot B'Madai is a totally different issue, which a number of the Paiskim discuss. The problem is, we know that Kiddushin needs Eidus L'Kiyume. We all know that. If you forget 99% of what we learned this year, by the time you're 65, you should still remember that Kiddushin needs Eidus L'Kiyume. Right? Kiddushin without Eidus is nothing. If you're Mekadesh Isha with a date in a place where it's not worth a pruta, l'chayra, you're missing an Eidus L'Kiyume. The Eidus don't know that it's worth a pruta b'madai. The Eidim, do they know it's worth a pruta b'madai? No. It's a suffix, shema pruta b'madai. That means you have Eidim. What did Eidim see? They didn't see a nice kedushin. They saw a man give a date to a woman and say, Hare HaMekadesh Asli B'tomorrow Zu, and he's Mekadeshar, and there's no Eidus. It's missing an Eidus L'Kiyume. Eidus didn't see a Maisa Kedushin. As far as they know, it's not a Kedushin. No, they're really...
They don't have to know how much
to be close to what they cost. Okay, so Reb Shimon says, what you're saying is a Pashtus. Reb Shimon says, and this is the Shari Yeshu Shar Zayin, Aisud Beis, that the Eidim, I mentioned to you once, Eidim don't have to know all the side issues. They have to be experts in shouting up. All they have to do is see his kavana was to do a marriage, and he gave her something, she received something. Any side issues, Rav Shimon argues, you don't have to know. And MMA, there's no problem that the Eidim don't know. What? Ramah says, why do we ask the Eidim? Remember? So the Isha should hear, she should know.
Anyway, this is what.
The whole thing is that if it's not worth the Shavuota,
yes,
he's giving nothing. So the Eden didn't skim my Shavuota.
Good. So Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe, Ebenezer, Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei Beis, Anach Dalid, Zarichus on this Indian. Rav Moshe says, no, the Eden have to know that it's worth a pruta. If Adam see, and they're positive it's not worth a pruta, if the Adam in New York City would see a man be Makadish a woman with a paperclip, paperclip's not worth a pruta, right? I haven't bought paperclips in a long time, pretty sure it's not worth a pruta, right? So the Makadish a woman with a paperclip, it doesn't dawn on them that there might be someplace in the world that it's worth a pruta. Ramosha says it's a vade, not a kedusha. The only place it's a Gemara is because the Eidim themselves are mesupik. They themselves don't know. Maybe it's worth a pruta. It's a davar she'efshel lizbara. It's a bir hametzias. It's something that could be mevara later. So Ramosha says if they see the kedusha, and what remains to be done is it just a bir hametzias to find out the hametzias. So then it's a good eidus. It could be mevara later. But if in their mind it was vaday not a kedusha, then there's nothing to talk about.
He
said, no, he's arguing with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, Eidim have nothing to do with the value. Eidim have to see. Rav Moshe says, no. Ad kedei kach, Rav Moshe says, if you have kedusha schaik, let's say you have a man who gives one of the shahs we've spoken many times about kedusha schaik. A man gives a woman kedusha for a joke, which we said you have to be chayshish, and he takes an item, like the ring of a bottle, and he gives it to her. He says, "Hi, Makadosh is leaving zoo. He's Makadosh with it." Ramesha says, "Since the Edom who watch are positive, it's not worth a pruta. Doesn't dawn on them. Maybe in Madai it's worth a pruta. We're not chayshish v'shem hashav a pruta b'Madai. Even if later we'll find out it is worth a pruta in Madai. If the Edom b'shas kedushin had no hava mina, then it's a good kedushin. It's a chesaron in Edus. Not a big chiddush, no." Yeah. If there is suffix, Ramesha says, if they have a suffix in something where the mitzias could be in this barer, where they, it's in their power to figure it out, Ramesha says, then it would be good. It's something that they just have to calculate, figure out, or check out, then it's part of their edus. Sometimes edus, you have to think, you have to look into something.
They have to know at that point of time, not later.
Well, they know at that point of time exactly what's happening, and they have to just to be mevara the thing that's happening. If he would give her an envelope, Makasha would an envelope, and they realize there may be something in it. And afterwards, you open the envelope and see. So Marisha says, that would be a good kedusha. They just have to be mevara what happened. And they saw it happen.
If you have Marisha, they don't have to know if they're allowed to get married, if they're not crazy.
No. No, there's certainly some things which are zaitig of things. I don't think anybody would argue. Marisha just tells that the value of the ring is that's the kedusha. That's mamish, the ma'isa kedusha. They would have to know it. Now, Ramesh is saying a very big chiddush, but the truth is, there's a Tshuvas Neidav Yehuda that says a very similar thing. The Meister with the Neidav Yehuda, it's in Chelik Beis, Neidav Yehuda Tinyana, Ebenezer Simen Nun Zayin, Meister Shehaya, where a man was Mekadosh a woman with something which the Edim was sure is stolen. It's not his. I don't know exactly what it was. Maybe it was a bath towel that said Holiday Inn on it or something. The Edom were sure it's a stolen thing. So the Edom saw the Kedushin, they were sure it's a stolen thing. Later, it was Nisbar that it wasn't stolen, that he had Rishus. And the Nagib Yehuda Paskin, it's not a Kedushin. Because when the Edom were watching it, they were sure it's not a Kedushin. And if Bishas Vaisi, they're sure it's not a Kedushin, it's not a Kedushin. Now Rav Shimon brings this night of Yehuda, and he's matmiya. He says he doesn't understand. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana. But Eidus don't need kavana. They just have to report what they saw. Who cares if what they think, what they saw was not a kedushin? Eidus doesn't need kavana. They saw a man give a woman a ring, and saying hariyat and giving a ring and giving something, and so what if they thought it was stolen? Who asked them? They asked the first. Eidus is not an issue of opinion, it's an issue of fact. They just say the fact. Their opinion doesn't count. That's the shita of the of Rav Shimon, which, if you ask me, is very logical that Edim only have to see what happened. They don't have to see what they don't have to have an opinion on the matter. But Rav Moshe and Yehuda say no. Edus l'kiyume requires Edus l'kiyume requires that the Edim know that they're seeing a Maisa Kedushin. And without a Maisa Kedushin, there's nothing going on. What? Sorry.
If it's not worth the
Shemeshavakuta
at all, they're not seeing
a Maisa Kedushin. If it's truly not worth the Pruta, then that. But if they're making a mistake,
we don't know if Shemeshavakuta
is a mistake. We don't know. So according to Rashi is saying, and the Yehuda is saying, that even if it is worth the Pruta, and they think it's not worth the Pruta, that's enough to make it a Maisa Kedushin.
That's fine, well, according to Rashi. How they have right? They don't have to see it, but they have to see my tradition. If he's giving her some of the Talmud to Shavuta, there's nothing being given.
The fact is, they are seeing the Maisa Kedushin.
Why?
They just think they're not. Because they're seeing something given which is worth a Pruta, which is not stolen. Right?
No, they're seeing something. Like,
one second. Did they view this case, you understand?
Yeah.
They view this case. You understand Rosh Hashanah's kasha?
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah's argument there, you're masking. Okay. But Shavuot Pruta, you have a problem. Yeah. So they're seeing the getting of something which is worth a Pruta and Mardai, which will make a stuff a Kedushin, but they don't know it. So, L'chaira, their ignorance has nothing to do with being an aide. An aide has to report what he saw, report the fact.
They're giving something
they see giving a paper clip, and it's worth a Pruta. Well, if it's really not worth a Pruta, it's not a Kedushin, even if they think it is, because you need a Kedushin. I told you what they gave was worth a Pruta, but the Edom was sure it's not. So it's a chiddush that that's Chsarin and Edus. Edus have to feel that they're saying Kedusha. Right, it's a chiddush, it's a stretch to say now that Edus the Kiyume needs this new. What you're saying is, maybe. You're saying it makes sense. There's no hechrof to it. You're saying is, it makes sense. Eidus l'kiyume needs more than Eidus l'vorei, so therefore Eidus l'kiyume should know the result. But let me ask you, let's say you have two amaratzim. You have two people, they never learn Mesechta's Kedushin. They don't know anything about Kedushin. And they see, they've gone to many weddings, they saw weddings with a ring. They go and they see somebody mekadesh with a shtar. Okay, take a stama yid, never heard of Kedusha Shtar. He stands there, he's a Shem Meshav, he's a Kosher Eid. He sees a man write a Shtar, exactly the way he's supposed to write it, say, Hari Abu Kedusha Sleeper Shtar, Zoo, you have to say, you don't have to say it, and give it to her. They come to Bez and they say, you know, we saw a funny thing happen today. This man, you know, he wrote Hari Abu Kedusha Sleeper Shtar and he gave it to a woman, and he thinks he's married. And Bez says, you know, he's right, there's such a thing as Kedusha Shtar. Are those Eidus good Eidus? I would have thought they're good Eidus. They saw, they reported what they saw. Ramesh and Levi Huda say they're not good Eidus. They have to know that the Kedushin is happening. It's a big chiddush that they have to know the Kedushin is happening. All right, I'm asking. If you agree with it, I have no problem. It's Levi Huda and Ramesh, Mestam Lahaloch against Rav Shimon, despite Rav Shimon's godless, Mestam Lahaloch would be like Levi Huda and Ramesh against Rav Shimon. But still, it's a big chiddush. The truth is that. I was learning the Rambam this morning. This Ramesha Neid Behuda, which I think you all agree is a chiddush, if you look in the Rambam, if you don't mind, look at the Rambam on page Dalet. I think it's a Beferish Rambam. In the wide lines. You really have to see the whole three lines. They're starting from the fourth line. Mishumachi ani mistapik. The piece I told you before. Mishumachi ani mistapik. The mekadesh b'zava she'ein shava pruta. Imatzi amr l'didi shava. Right, this is the round I told you before. The round says, I'm a surpik. If you mekadesh someone's not a shava pruta, good day. The efshur, kivin dole shava midi, lav kolay mini, unless it's a love teres kesef. V'hocha shani, kibin devadei mamainu. Ki amal izi shavali, mati amal izi shavali. Mati amal izi shavali mahani. Umiyu, look at that last line. Umiyu pshitali. B'she'en eidim yaidim, shadarkal es yakar bay, loy mahani. Davalei ki kedushim b'loy eidim. Are we saying this line? He's misupik. Maybe the Diti Shavali works even without Mu'adai, if it's a Keli. He says, Miu Pshitali, it says, even though I think it may be a good Kedushin, Pshitali, B'she'en Eidim Yaidim Shadakos Yaakabai Loi Ma'ani. Davalei Kedushin B'loi Eidim. Rav Moshe and Rav Yehuda is a very big Chiddush, but it sounds like the Ran is saying the same Chiddush. Take a look again and see if they bring this Ran as a Raya. The Ran saying it. See, here this Chiddush. The people who are watching the Kedushin must know what that they're becoming married. Baruch Hashem, by Chasnas today you don't have a problem. I think everyone knows that they're getting married. But as far as the halacha and all the cases of the Kedushin Chayik, if it's certain, if Eidim don't know that this is a Kedushin, they have no reason to think it's a good Kedushin. So it's Chasarin Eidim. This is similar to there's a Beis Shmuel in Simon Lamed, Sifkot and Tess. There's a case of Safik Karav Loi, Safik Karav La, right? Where the man throws Kedushin to the woman, and it's a Sari, if it's closer to her, it's a good Kedushin. Closer to him, it's not a good Kedushin. And it landed Safik Karav Loi, Safik Karav La. The Beis Shmuel brings, so what's the din? Safik Karav Loi, Safik Karav La. To Safik Kedushin. The Beis Shmuel brings a Hagos Maimini. It's printed the Hagos Ashri. It's a mistake. It's probably supposed to be Hagos Maimini. Or anyway, the Hagos Maimini that says that the case of Safik Karavlai, Safik Karavlai is you had two pairs of Eidim. One pair said it was closer to him. One pair said it was closer to her. That's Safik Kedushin. If you would have only one pair of Eidim, and they say, we're misupik, if it's Karav Lai, Karav La, we're not sure, then Agos Maimini says that's not even a Safik Kedushin. If you have one pair of Eidim, they saw him throw it, and they're misupik if it landed Karav La, says that's not a Kedushin. You don't have Eidus. If you have a pair of Eidus, say it was closer to her, you have Eidus. Then you have another two say it was closer to him, so it's trade, so it's a suffix. But if you just have one pair of Eidus that are misupik, if it's Karav Lai, Karav La, the Agos Maimini holds that's it's not even a suffix Kedushin. The other Mishnayim argue, Rashba argues. But you see again from this Agos Maimini, Rav Moshe brings in his children, that Eidim need to know that a Kedushin happened.
Case where you can figure it out later.
Oh. It's true. Okay, and first of all, the similarity in that case is that the Eidim have to know. It's true that Pesach Tshuva brings, and the Sivis says that case is different. That case, you can't figure it out later. Safakarva, Safakarva, law, later, in the typical case, you can't figure it out later. So maybe that's different than a case where it's a Safik if it was stolen, or a Safik if it's worth a pruta. I mean, with no raya to even to Shema Shava Puta B'Madai, where it's a Safik. Shema Shava Puta B'Madai is a Safik, and we're saying it's a Safik Kedushin. So you can figure it out later. Okay, Safik Karavlai, Safik Karavlai, you can't. What I mean just to bring is the illustration of the concept that the Eidim, quite a bit is Mutal on the Eidim. Okay, Akoponim, so we've learned today two Yisaidis. We've learned the Sugya of Madai, the Pitzadim, the three Pshatim rather. And then this machlokes between Reb Shimon on the one hand and the Lady Yehuda and Reb Moshe on the other hand, we'll see if we can find any support. Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon ends up a little shrach because we have the Ran, Lady Yehuda and Reb Moshe. So we'll try to take a look and see if we can find more support for him. But that's that. The next sugya is a stipler. There's a stipler here, Simitazine in the old one. Sugya, so please prepare it.